And 3, 2, 1, go.
You're tuning in to the RuPaul's Drag Race Book Ball After Show. Stay tuned for the entire episode.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm doing this tonight. So, this was not my choice of a song to put on air tonight. I was outvoted 3-1.
We had to say goodbye. Bye.
Do you see the energy radiating from the park?
At least somebody's happy tonight.
You're not happy?
I'm happy to be here.
Because your song didn't get played?
Well, for a lot of reasons. Hello, everyone. I guess we should welcome everyone to another episode of AfterBuzz TV RuPaul Drag Race After Show. I'm Kenny Harrison. You can find me on Twitter at Kenny C. Harrison. Also on Instagram. Sitting next to me, giving me Harry Potter straight from the 15,000 book series.
From the room underneath the stairs.
Yeah.
I just came from my cupboard.
She's out of the closet.
I'm out of the closet now. It's fabulous.
Did you come on that
there
train?
There are wands and everything.
Did you come on that train that, like...
I came on the bus.
And the train.
And the train.
She's heading to the train.
1, 2, 3, Jackie B on all platforms.
We're going to skip the next one and go just straight to the end over here.
Okay. I don't care.
I'm gonna try to do my best, Jerry Blank. Why do I get this wrong every time? _B_jealous and Twitter. Still jealous.
Aww. Okay. And he's wearing one of Chi-Chi's outfits.
I'm not getting Chi-Chi Couture over here. Reveal.
And the reveal. God. He put more sewing into that than Derek did in her outfit.
I handmade this.
And with the happiest grin on his face that I've seen all season, is the one, the only...
Mark J. Freeman!
And what do you have, Mark? What did you bring with you tonight?
I brought champagne.
Of course you did.
It's a reason to celebrate. My bartending skills get to go to
use. We're making your drinking game more interesting.
I'm afraid I'm going to lose my eye with this.
I know. I have to be careful.
While Mark opens that, and I'm definitely afraid of those things, we want to welcome everyone. If you're joining us tonight live. Ooh, our engineer tonight is... Okay, you got it. Steve.
I know.
Say hi, Steve.
He's a bartender.
And then you drink out
Sorry.
Of
it. Well, it was gonna... Hey,
Steve. If you're joining us live, thank you for watching us. We don't have the chat roll up. Maybe we can get it up later, but thanks for tuning in. If you're watching us on iTunes, or you're not going to be watching us on iTunes, you're going to be listening to us on iTunes. I'm not drunk. I'm not.
It's our fourth bottle of champagne.
I know, right? thank you for downloading us on iTunes. Let's start with some shout-outs. I'm sure everyone has shout-outs, right?
I only have the fan of the week because...
You want to do it now? Let's do it now.
Yeah, the fan of the week
Where
is Bryce.
Bryce,
you drink
Bryce.
No.
I want to give a shout out to Paul Smith for bringing the aloe vera. Thank you, Paul. Jay, you got any shout outs?
Yeah, so Paul Todd, I'm happy to see that Mark and I are...
Chug it!
I'm happy to see you in the comment section and enjoying the season with us. And then Mark Francis, who wrote to me on Instagram, says that he's watching from Ireland right now.
Oh.
Maybe not live, but he watches us from there. So I'm so surprised at how many international fans are of this show and watching us. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, it's have a shout out. Speaking of international, my new Slovak girl. Remember, she was in the chat room?
Yeah.
So we were tweeting that night. So she's going to be my tour guide when I go to Slovakia, and she's going to get me around town.
That's awesome.
And not get killed.
Oh, and I also want to say
we
Daniel.
We have Polish viewers. We have viewers in the UK.
Yes.
Scotland.
So
I know.
Awesome.
Yeah, Chris is in
Scotland. We got viewers in South Carolina.
We're all Ubering home, by the way.
Daniel from RuPaul's Recap, All Is Forgiven.
Oh, yeah.
I want to give you a shout out. Uh-huh. He tweeted me. He was kind enough to tweet me a private message. I thought was very sweet.
Aww.
So
he's a sweet guy.
On Tux.
Grindr.
That was what Kenny was on before the show.
No, I was on. That's one a what?
All right, guys. Cheers.
Well, I feel
cheers.
Bad doing this.
Bye.
If you're 21 or over in the U.S.
Let me say this. So drinking game tonight is going to be Derek Berry again.
Okay.
So, drink up.
Anytime anybody says it, or just when
anybody
I say it?
Okay.
And anytime any of us makes a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, God. People be drunk at the end of the like, 5 minutes.
Speak for yourself.
I just want to throw it out there. I was not pro Derek, maybe? Yeah. But I wasn't against him. I enjoyed having him on the show.
After this episode, gonna throw that out there. You have to admit that this was the right decision.
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Let's start with Untucked, though. Okay. Episode 7, which was Shady Politics. Honestly, guys, nothing really stood out for me. I was telling Jay and Mark before the show that there really wasn't anything. The only thing that I wrote down, the first thing I wrote down is the fact that Kim Chi and Naomi's outfits looked brown in backstage, mm-hmm. but it looked black, which is not, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't, like,
make
sense.
I thought, actually, the makeup, to me, looked better backstage. I saw more of the grayscale that you would actually see, like, that
for
I
whose?
Actually saw in everybody's, okay. actually. I think it was something to do with the lights on the stage. And it was the same thing with Detox, where I actually saw that show live,
yeah.
and then I watched it on television. So seeing her live, she actually looked better live than she did on television. Not that she looked bad at all on
right.
television.
Yeah.
It's just that it's hard to really get, when someone is that good at makeup, it's hard to really see the intricacies sometimes until you have, like, a high definition.
Are you talking about Derek again?
No, I'm talking about Untucked.
Drink. I should have bought two bottles.
Yeah.
No, we'd be underneath the table, not at the table. Yeah.
I've always said that I am not a makeup person. I don't know, you know, bad makeup, but not a lash to be found on Derek Barry last week on the Untucked.
And I love that she's like, but I wear 301s. I'm like, girl, I don't know what 301 you're wearing, but that you are not wearing 301s.
I also want to point out that his outfit, I didn't mind it, and then when I saw
Wait, which one?
The his reveal dress. From last week.
The gown?
I think you either said it or maybe
I said
Jay.
It was like a nightgown.
It didn't hit the floor, like,
no.
and I've been noticing that, like, lately, and I saw it, because it was a full shot of him, like, in front of the mirror, and was like, oh, no,
And somebody said it, I don't know if it was in the Untucked or if it was on the actual episode, the only reason it was exciting, in the least, if there was a moment of excitement, was that she had the black and then the reveal of it coming down.
Well, like,
that's when you're revealing, it's like, well, you just ruined it.
It looked more exciting on the episode than it did when you watched Untucked, than it did when you watched the fashion photo review, because once you watched it on the fashion photo review, you could see that the top was all kinds of lumpy before she let it down.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Naomi had even said the week before, like, and who's wearing that? Like, like, I guess even on the rack.
Yeah, they saw it on the rack. That's right.
The other thing, I love Bob. I really do. But the explanation of the song and what does it mean, I did not need Bob in my ears much explaining the song. It was just, it kind of, like, ground, I don't, it was just like, his voice in my head was just like, okay,
Bob,
let him figure it out.
He kind of comes off as one of those people that he know, when he's very knowledgeable on a subject, he wants to let you know.
On every subject?
And even Chi-Chi, in the puppet mini challenge we'll get to, like, made it known that he talks and talks because he knows a lot and he wants everyone else to know that he knows.
Right.
I found it interesting that Chi-Chi was giving Kim Chi
advice
on the lip sync from last week.
Nobody thought Chi-Chi was going.
See, that's what I was just going to say. It's like, that was the thing that didn't really surprise me because, you know, who I always think should be in the bottom, but.
Damn you, Mark. I'm getting these cups mixed up. One is water.
Would you want me to turn your water into wine? Because I can do that.
You do have three mugs.
I know.
Jesus, take the wheel.
And I also, because I get parched, so I brought my own, like,
look at you.
Vodka.
And I.
Not vodka.
That's the difference between me and Cody.
No, but what were you saying? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, what he was saying is that everybody was assuming it was going to be.
Derek.
And Chi-Chi was not even listening to music.
Or Kim.
She didn't.
They thought Kim Chi.
Yeah, they thought Kim Chi was going to do it. But then they did what, you know, they gave them the team win, and so Derek did not sing.
And again, like, I think everybody knew that we were all kind of warm to Thorgy. I think we were all on the same page about that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I am flip-flopping. And I'll tell you why. Do you want to finish your statement or do you want me to just jump in?
I just like the way that she went out and she had, like, a personalized story. And mm-hmm. I thought that the way that she said, like, I just had more to give. And I really think she did. I think that
this I think wasn't she got her head, like
this
she
wasn't
said.
Her episode to go, and so that no. And it was the same thing for me with Acid Betty, where it just wasn't her time yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe they weren't going to be the winner, but I feel like these challenges, I thought even tonight, I'm like, man, I think Acid or Thorgy would have killed these three different looks.
Yeah.
I don't know if Acid would have.
I think Acid would have. I think so. But I don't think Thorgy is that genuine. Like, I feel like there's, we were talking about how, certain people, certain contestants in the past, like Fifi or Roxy Andrews, they were just kind of malicious, and that's who
and
that, that's.
And Derek.
And Derek, well, no, not Derek.
Yes, are you kidding me? Yes, did you watch the same episode Derek? That I did?
Only because, and I'll say this, because we talked about wanting to, like, back Acid Betty up earlier this season. I felt like I wanted to kind of support Derek in this episode. Because it was like... Tonight's episode. I feel like there were a lot of times where it was coming... Early in the season, it was coming from Bob. Midway was like Thor... Well, not Thorgy, maybe, but like definitely from Naomi this episode. It's just, I feel that, going back to my original statement, that Thorgy, her vibe and the way she, like... presents herself, especially in Untucked, I didn't think she was that genuine. Hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, so, I picked her to be in the top three, but, like, as the show continued, I just, like,
it doesn't
really care.
It doesn't make you mad that she went home and...
I just drew a box.
That's what I do. You just see me when I'm
Mark's
on the
phone. Dreaming of boxes. I just
draw
so
boxes and hearts.
He's in the Britney box.
And I do flowers sometimes.
Give me more, Mark. Give me more.
What was I going to say now?
I don't know.
I got distracted. You distracted me.
Should we move on until you get your thoughts back?
No, I just... No, this is what I was going to say.
Okay.
I was going to say, aren't you mad, though, that Thorgy went home, who I think would have done a kick-butt job on this, and you had to suffer through three horrific eyebrow looks from Derek Barry?
I didn't suffer. Come on.
Unless the producer said, no, you guys gotta wait till you see these eyebrows she's gonna do. And we have to keep her for that. If they did that, I love you, Drag Race, but I doubt that happened.
I'm gonna point out that you are dressed in black, so are you mourning the loss
of Derek? No, I was feeling fat today, even though I did go for a run today, and I was like, I'm wearing all black.
Good job.
I'm wearing all black, too. But I'm wearing it because I didn't want to see Derek go home.
I'm wearing black because I'm a boy wizard.
Are you serious?
Oh no.
And I'm in green.
Okay, so top of the episode.
Can I want to kind of change things a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Can I give my quote of the week now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think
it's going to lead into.
I think it's going to fit.
Well, I have something from Untucked. Can I say my last thing? Is your
quote? Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Yeah,
last thing from Untucked that I liked is when Bob says, you never want to have a girl at home say, I have that dress.
Yes!
And to me, that embodies a lot of what the outfits on Drag Race should be. Like, they should be, if they're not like, oh my gosh, wow, dazzling, they're innovative to a level where you don't have that in your closet.
However,
I have bought a Fiat Crossdress for this.
I think it was mentioned that Naomi's outfit was the actual outfit that Raven wore.
But that was her outfit. She gave it to her to wear. I have no problem with that.
I don't have that outfit.
Okay. I have no problem
My thing
with
is,
that.
If it's been on the runway once, I don't need to see it again, even if it's on a different person. Does that
but
make
see,
sense?
I was going to say the same thing about the
boots?
Makeup. I was going to say this earlier when you were talking about Detox's look. I love that, and it was so iconic, and I love Detox with all of my heart and soul. I didn't think that they should have tried to duplicate that. That to me was frustrating more than seeing her wear. I just know that they're friends, so obviously she gave it to her to wear and to represent, mm-hmm. and that was kind of her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she even said it on the right. It's not like she tried to pull it off as if it was her own. She legitimately put it out there that I want to do this because Raven's such an inspiration to me.
Right.
I wish I could fit into Raven's clothes. But the makeup bothered me more than her wearing Raven's.
And even Raven ripped her on having only the top half unpainted, the grayish, and not having
bottom half.
Which I agree with, like a silver legging would have probably made, not a silver, but like a gray would have been cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
Overall, the look was great. So, Mark, you want to jump into your
quote
of the week?
Yes, I'm going to do my quote of the week. It is going to Naomi when she says, and this is, I just could relate.
No.
Are you
about to quote yourself?
Yeah.
I think you
it's so funny because what you're going to say is something you've legitimately
said
here.
Exactly. And that's why it should be quoted. It should be quote of the season.
So let it rip.
I don't hate Derek. I do not like his drag. Yeah.
And boom. She said that. I'm pretty sure
I'm glad she said it. I'm glad that she said, I loved when she said to Derek too, am I literally the only person who's ever told you? And because I genuinely think that's what it is. I think people blow smoke up her butt so much that nobody has ever said to her, girl, it's a Sharpie.
Or people just don't want to be mean. People aren't like negative and heartless like you.
They are to me. I don't know. Those people come up to me in the bar all the time.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know why they're being nice to her. And I'm just going to say this too, because this is kind of getting on my nerves when every time she talks about being on this. I mean, I've been to Vegas. I think we've all have been to Vegas.
Yes, I saw Cher in Vegas.
And I've been to shows in Vegas that are not that good. So having a show in Vegas does not constitute being fabulous.
Right.
FYI. There are fabulous things in Vegas. Do not get me wrong. Does not... That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, we start the episode with...
drink!
We start the episode with Thorgy's message, which I think it was kind of like a kind of a shitty... And this goes back to my point about, mm-hmm. you know, her characters. Like, she said top... She named three people in the top three. I think that was kind of shitty.
Well, she was wrong.
Well, yeah. Well, we all were wrong. But I think, again, that just proves that...
Wrong about one.
Yeah. It proves that, you know, she's kind of shady.
Yeah.
The whole episode for me was Derek versus Naomi. It was like round one, round two.
Well, they dedicated a lot of time to that.
We were talking about that.
Wondering if the episode was a longer episode just for that.
You know what's funny is that the first two episodes were an hour and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the last five episodes were an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was an hour and a half. And I think I liked the hour and a half format because there's so much. There was so going on that... And it could be that the 5 hour long episodes there weren't that much happening, so they just like, oh, we don't need that extra half hour. I needed this extra half hour because it made it seem like they were given three challenges.
It's a huge challenge.
Yeah,
four because of the strangers with candy.
So and I like that. Now we got five people, and it's not like it's more concentrated.
Well, and she went. You saw her interacting with all five, which I liked.
Yeah. So basically, long story short, I would like to see Logo if you're watching. Hopefully, you are. An hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
I mean, Logo will do that just for you.
Well, I mean, what else do they have? They have a game show that's hosted by.
There has to be somebody at Logo that you have slept with.
Let me think about this one.
Pull those strings,
pit crew.
No. I mean, there are a few of those that would like to sleep with, but no.
I'm burning up.
I know, I'm hot.
The mini challenge, which this should have been the reading.
It was
about a book
one.
They should have been reading. I like the puppets too.
I like how they draw, like, even the way they draw the puppets is a read. Like, when Naomi did Derek, he had a beard.
What I liked about the puppets...
I loved the little...
Yeah.
Yes! Yeah. I like how they dragged them up in a look that was horrible or, like, that was funny.
Yeah. Well, just had better reads than the actual library.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah.
And maybe it's because it's fewer queens and now they know each other because they've been in the workroom. Or maybe they have longer to show, like, the actual burns that we saw. But, I mean... Chi-Chi won, I thought.
Hands down.
I was rolling.
That was the funniest. Joke.
And what was the other thing she said? What do you do when you're out of jokes? Walk to the purse.
And she grabbed purse it with the puppet. Yeah. I was like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I actually, hands down.
I thought Derek's was funny, too.
Derek kind of went in hard.
And see, it wasn't funny, though. Hers was just malicious, which is why I don't feel bad for her.
What about Naomi Smalls? Hers was kind of malicious, too.
No, it was not. No, it was not. It was not like... And then just the snide comments she made, even when they were rehearsing, and she kept making snide comments to Chi-Chi. You don't even have to wear the teeth stuff like that.
Okay, do you agree that sometimes when you're in a competition... Well, I've never been in a competition show about drag queens, but if you're... Just imagine that you're in this competition. You want to get under these people's skin, I think.
But I don't think that that's what... If that's what she was doing, that's one thing. But she's not doing that. She's just nasty.
She's gone.
I know.
Next week's gonna be a very different episode.
I know. Our ratings will go down.
We totally are gonna go down in ratings.
Unless
I'm just gonna keep bringing champagne from now on.
No. So I thought Kimchi was funny. I think they all were funny.
I thought they all had funny. I like Bob Derek. With the water bottle. I thought that was a funny thing too. I thought they all did great. I thought this was so much of a funner.
Funner.
He said it's okay.
It's the champagne.
Funner. Yeah. Okay. Fun. It was a better challenge than the library.
Everyone needs to drink because he screwed up.
The other part I liked was when Kimchi did win, and she's like, "I never lose a challenge."
Yeah. Yeah, it just didn't stop. Chi-Chi has her moment.
Yeah. Oh, I think Bryce sent me a clip from Thomas Roberts from last week when they were kind of flirting with each other. It was pretty funny. It's on logotv.com, so it's pretty funny. But again, she has these little moments, and in this little like 30-second clip, she has this little funny little moment with him, and it's so funny and it's so cute. So I think we've all agreed that Chi-Chi is like hilarious, and that we've all grown to kind of fall in love with her.
Yeah, do you think Chi-Chi's going to be in the top? Well, okay, here. We know that it's going to be Bob and Kimchi in the top three, right?
I don't... I honestly am starting to think it's Kimchi's not. I'm honestly starting to think it's going to be Bob, Naomi, and Chi-Chi.
This is a tough top four.
Yeah, I agree.
This is one of the toughest.
Well, only because
I think it's going to be Bob, Kimchi, and Chi-Chi.
Well, here's my take on it, and I try not to compare seasons. If you think about last season, you had Pearl, Violet.
We can't even talk about last season.
Last season's like a joke.
I'm just saying, it's like, I didn't really care who won last season. You know what I mean? It's just I didn't really have any, and even Bianca's season, it was like her, Adore, and Courtney, and I was like, I don't really care.
I care.
But this season, it's like, the last two eliminations... Well, three eliminations for me. I was like, I don't want this person to go. I don't like Acid, starting with Acid Betty. Even before then, I was like, I don't want Robbie to go home. I don't want this.
You
person
don't want
to go
Dax
home.
Exclamation point to go home.
Yeah,
I didn't mind that one so much. I was telling them before we got on there. Looking at the picture. I was like, I forgot he was even on.
I did too.
Oh, Layla McQueen.
So yeah, this is gonna be a tough final four.
It'll be interesting to see what the actual challenge is next week, because I think the challenge will... I think once we see here what the challenge is, I think we'll all go, now we know who's
okay,
going.
So, you know what I mean? This is the double-edged sword in that. It's like, design challenge, Naomi and Kimchi are going to succeed. Mm-hmm. Comedy acting challenge, Bob and maybe Chi-Chi is going to succeed. So it just depends on what they get.
Yeah.
So
have we seen the trailer yet for next week?
I have not.
They didn't show it after the show.
Yeah. No.
So not to jump ahead, but showed Chi-Chi always at a sewing machine, and I love that. Like, every clip, everything, when they're fighting in the workroom, she's like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. All of them are with, a glue gun, and I'm like, yes, she understands. And I think that comes from her, practicality as a drag queen, and I loved seeing that.
You know what's funny, and this is why...
Her practicality, most of the time, except for in her episode with the Little Women, where she just...
Yeah.
But see, I didn't think that was horrible. I really didn't think that was a horrible episode.
But I think she played this episode really well by staying out of the drama.
Yeah.
She wasn't instigating anything. She was like, she made her little digs or whatever, but she kept to herself. Like, it's so funny how all of this, and I'm talking about Naomi and Derek, and how they just went back and forth and back and forth. And if I didn't like Naomi before this episode, I like her a lot more now, because she showed me over the course of the season, she showed maturity, but this one episode was by far, I was like, this is actually what a person who's maturing and growing as a human being is supposed to be on national TV.
She's saying what the judges were saying to Derek, and it's like they said Chi-Chi and Naomi have taken the notes and they've adjusted. And I get what they're saying is that they're coming in and representing themselves, and Derek came in not knowing the identity, and she's kind of finding herself. It's just the competition's a hard time to do that. You know, you have such a crammed time to try to figure out who you are as a personality.
Okay, so my question to everybody is, do you have everything down and not have this be a learning experience on the show? Or do you come in with kind of the fundamentals of being a good drag queen and learn as you go?
I think that's a downfall of some of the queens who went home so early. Is like Layla, I think Layla McQueen just wasn't a seasoned drag queen, but I think you should, speaking as somebody who's never done drag in their life, I think you should come in with a certain...
Are you sure? I've seen pictures now, I'm just kidding.
I hear somebody does good makeup, so if I was good makeup... I need sunglasses.
Lies.
I think you should have a certain embodiment of who you want to be and who you are, and you should be able to perform enough to get you on that show. I think that there should be a certain level of
professionalism.
I cannot say words.
It's the champagne. It's okay. It's my fault.
See? Daniel, rip him next time you see him. Yeah. I'm not the only one that can't pronounce words. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's all I have to say.
I can't either. I slur my words even when I'm not drunk.
I definitely think that they should. Here's the thing is, like, we've seen in seasons past, I don't necessarily think this season, I think I said it towards the beginning of the season for us, is I feel like this season people were, for the most part, you know, ready for the competition. They wanted the competition. They, you know, knew what they were doing and stuff. Obviously, I think you know who I'm going to exclude from that.
But if you know how to hem, it makes a difference.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and if I need a hem, I know who to call now. But you know what I mean? Like, I do agree with you. I think that they have to come in with a certain skill set. And when they don't, it's like you start, it does become obvious.
Now, here's my other question to that. You have your aesthetic. You know who you are. You come out on the runway, episode 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. You're giving the same thing. And you have someone like Michelle who will say, I want to see something different.
Right.
You pack 5 wigs. You've already used all these wigs. What else are you supposed to do?
Do you style them differently? You can do different things with them.
And Bob took that challenge and didn't change Bob's aesthetic tonight.
No.
But it was still Bob, but it was a little bit more glamour, even though it wasn't what she thought it was. But I thought there was a little bit more glamour. I mean, we haven't even talked about the challenge.
Yeah, but then, and I know what you're going with this, is that different interpretations as well. It's like, mm-hmm. what you think is glamour may not be what I think is glamour.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
I actually thought, I mean, I kind of felt like Bob was just in the bottom only because he didn't use the actual books.
Book, right, exactly.
Because I thought his makeup was stepped up. I thought his look was stepped up. I thought that look was very glamorous, that last one that was based on the book.
Yeah, I feel like it's that moment in, if you guys watch Top Chef, when they get to that point where it's like, you put 2 extra grains of salt. You know what I mean? Like, you're going home because you put it 2. You know what I mean? And I think it's getting, because they're all, stepped up and are doing so good now, it is going to be a small little thing. Like, we would have liked you to use the pages.
And there's only 5 of them. I mean, I remember when season 3, when there were like 5 of them and Raja was at the bottom. I was like, you know, somebody's got to be in the bottom.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that Rue's table visits tonight really helped them, too.
Yeah.
That was a really informative moment, too, because Rue never, I mean, we never really see her talking to everybody.
Yeah.
And I thought it was good to see kind of the pointers and even, like, some of the breakthroughs that maybe helped with Kim Chi's performance on the runway.
Yeah. Real quick, the maxi challenge was a book ball, and they do it every year. They have to come up with 3 different looks. One was baby drag realness. Number 2 was That's My Mama.
That was realness.
Realness. And number 3 was
Autobiographical Eleganza Extravaganza.
There you go.
This sweater's from my mama. That was the whole reveal, by the way. She gave it to me for Christmas, so that was the paper.
Yeah. That's sweet.
I didn't sew it. Surprise.
My mama gave me this robe that I'm wearing.
Because you're a wizard.
Because I'm a wizard.
She knew you weren't a muggle.
My mama don't love me.
My mama
just
loves
kidding.
You.
Hi, Mom. And I love you, too. So the walkthrough was very, again, we had enough time to see. And it was, one of the things that stood out for me was the fact that each one of them has an important story. And I think that's important for a lot of, you know, viewers to see, is that, like, Bob's mom, you know, backstory. And, again, this kind of falls into the whole sob story kind of, you know, I want...
But for me, what do you do, like, you're being told to dress like your mom. What do you do if you're in a situation like Derek where you just don't respect your mom at all? Like, as much as I don't think Derek did a good job, at the same time, for that particular thing, Michelle was making fun of him because he made up a story.
Then make that anger or make that frustration into a costume. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, he could have taken that and gone crazy wild. Like, said, we have this traumatic relationship and it's just violent. And then you make this very violent and aggressive outfit. It doesn't say it has to be beautiful and sweet and kind.
I think a lot of, and I'm going to get it for saying this, but a lot of people, many people don't have that relationship, that loving, nurturing relationship with their parents, their mother, since we're on the subject. So I feel like if you were to use that, I feel deep down we all have love and respect for our parents.
Right.
And this may not be true. But
I think if
Derek went that route of what Mark was saying, I don't think that would have translated.
I think it would. With anybody. I think it absolutely would.
It just put him off the show.
Well, I actually think that Derek, his relationship may not be strong with his mom, but he said that they're better. And I think that he had a concept, it just wasn't a strong one. Because he had that picture to draw the inspiration from, mm-hmm. and then he turned it into a nightgown, which it just didn't...
A clown in a nightgown.
And see...
But she had eyebrows.
I was under the popcorn. I was under the impression that they had to make these from scratch.
They had to get them.
The baby and the mom. So,
no,
yeah,
just
this is
the,
how much I pay attention.
No, just
to
the final one.
Just the
one,
final
yeah.
one because those yeah. other
but
ones.
They were
from
given.
The,
they were
the
all given those shoes, which was so funny because as soon as they said that. That was my first thought was, oh, I would have to take a really big pair of shoes. That would be fun. And then they all gave him a really big pair of shoes. And I was like, oh, that was fantastic.
Being the genius that I am, when Kim Chi, who was first on the runway, the only thing I wrote down was, oh, she has big shoes. And they all had big shoes, so I had to go back
thought
and
hers,
it.
I thought her baby was the best.
It was the best.
Kim hands down.
Yeah.
Kim Chi's, yeah.
I thought her baby was
And I loved her idea. I love that idea of being like the seed and then growing into this.
I like the story.
Before we go into the runway, can we back up a little bit?
Sure.
Talk about
No, we can't.
Yes, we can. I talked about it earlier a little bit with Naomi Smalls. I just love the fact that, you know, she spent the entire episode ripping Derek back and forth. And then the next day on the elimination day, she came in, she's like, you know what? She literally came and posted up next to her in the mirror before the mirror mm-hmm. moment and was like, you know what? I'm going to put all my differences aside. If you need help.
So should we blame Naomi for those eyebrows?
Sabotage.
Now.
Sabotage.
Well, she gave her pointers, but she said she wasn't going to do it for her.
And she said that one was lifted. Yeah, it's you're still in a competition.
Eyebrows are hard.
Which is why.
I have to say, eyebrows are the hardest. I'm going to bring in some old people.
You know what the thing is? It's not just.
My eyebrows. Are they doing it with the shark?
I know.
But it's
I wish. I wish they probably would have been better.
It's not just that eyebrows are hard. It's that you have to make things in proportion. So if you're lifting up your eyebrows, then you have to make your eye makeup bigger to match that.
That's the thing. And I think I said that when we were out there. Is it's not just the eyebrows. It's like you have to adjust everything to fit in there. And she just was like, okay, I'm going to add some more pink. Underneath there because I have more room. And it's like, no, there's so much more to it than that. And I love that Naomi said that.
Right.
Naomi actually said something along those lines. It's like, no, you need to, it is. And it's so funny too because you can always tell when new drag queen, that's how one of the shirts, because they just don't use enough makeup. And you just want to go, no girl, throw it on there. Whatever you got in your bag, put it all on and then draw back. You know what I mean?
Like, I wish that Kim Chi, because Derek said that in the mirror moments, which is copyrighted J. Ellis 2016. RDRR is trying to take it. Kim Chi and I think Derek had a closer relationship, so I kind of wish that Kim Chi would have kind of, I would have loved to have seen Derek with a really, like, a Kim Chi brow.
Ooh. Well, I think what Kim Chi does,
do it, I don't think
I was going to say, what Kim Chi does, it takes talent and years of experience.
So much talent. Someone would have to set Derek down and just
But
do
you
it.
Know what? And this is another thing that, why I enjoy this episode so much, because Kim Chi had her jabs on Bob the Drag Queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, calling her out on her makeup.
And I was glad, because we've talked about, I think I brought it up, if I do say so myself.
You did.
I think I did say that if there's one thing about Bob that I don't like, it's that I don't feel like she does do enough makeup. I did love her explanation for why she doesn't. She's like, an hour and a half, my eyebrows are going to be my mustache. I love that. mm-hmm. But it does. It makes a difference. And we've seen, you know, Latrice, we've seen Coco, we've seen Black Girls with some mm-hmm. pretty amazing makeup.
Right.
So I don't know if she needs to get that orange, whatever they have.
That Coco had? Because I remember Coco looked crazy.
The Dorito color makeup. I don't know what it is. But
it highlights
these
for
Black
sure.
Girls,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Well, and also Coco performs live a lot. So you have to think, you have other queens that are doing the same
right,
kind of
exactly. So it was kind of like, I hear you, but at the same... I swear, every time I come off, I draw the eyebrow back on because I've sweated off through the 2.5 minute number.
And
you know
not
what
to
mean?
Make a point out of it, but again, I don't think Derek's doing her own makeup on a Vegas show. I think that there's makeup
artists.
Right.
Sure.
It's probably a new experience.
But again, if you know you're going to be on the show, I think even Naomi or somebody said, you know, maybe draw your do it at least once before. I think Kim Chi said
it was Kim Chi. Yeah.
Do it once at least.
But like, you know, and Robbie said this a while back when she was on too, when Naomi started questioning, you know, and Robbie's like, no, I don't think that they're saying they don't want to see your body. I think they just want to see you. See, prove to me that you can do something different. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, and it's like, you know, I have my aesthetic and I have the things that I love to wear. You know, give me a pair of go-go boots and a, you know, cute little dress and I'm happy. But it's like everyone, and I do it too. It's like, I don't want to be that anymore. I want a day where I'm, you know, cracking whips, you know what I mean? And leather boots, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like you come out like
you
that.
Know who
people
else
are like,
crack whips?
Oh, wow. You know, and it is. It's jarring, but then you go back to who you were. Huh?
Nothing. I said, you know who else is cracking whips? Slave for You video.
Oh, sweet Jesus. So I drink.
But
I agree. I mean, everybody other than her have stepped up when they have been presented with a challenge. Because I even think that Bob, even though she was in the bottom, mm-hmm. I thought she stepped up. I think it was a very minimal reason why. It she was the only really one minimal. Left. Yeah. Like, honestly, I mean, Chi-Chi, Naomi, and Kim Chi killed it.
Okay, so let's run through it real quick. You guys want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one and the first baby one,
Kimchi.
The problem I had with Derek, well, I thought Kimchi did the best, but the problem I had with Derek was that it didn't look anything like a baby. It
nothing.
Had, like, literally nothing to do with a baby.
Nothing.
It was a mermaid with boobs.
Yeah.
I literally was just like, what? What? Little Mermaid, really? Like, she had a Little Mermaid outfit. She's like, okay, I'm going to make this the baby outfit. Like, I get it, but it's like, come on.
Yeah, there was no
nothing.
No,
and then
the
shoes. It was like, you look like Ariel with big feet.
Like she just got her fins out.
You know what I mean? Like, sweet Jesus.
It was pretty bad.
I think she had made the dress longer to look like it was a younger girl, but it didn't give that illusion. Like
not
I got from
all.
The other one. I actually got that illusion more from Bob with the long ponytail and the oversized leopard.
Yeah.
I thought that illusion, and I thought Chi-Chi was very glamorous while still keeping with the challenge.
I wish she would have done more baby. Like, I just wanted, because I don't know, I've done a baby girl thing before, and it was like, you have to go there. You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
I think Naomi was the only one that actually literally was a baby.
Yeah. Baby.
I mean, she wrapped herself in a diaper.
But
for
she
God's
was
sake.
Naomi baby. You know what I mean?
Which yeah. I think was
which
great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't put a whole lot of weight on that part of the challenge. I was just like, okay, it's entertaining. It was kind of like the Hello Kitty from last year. It's like,
I didn't like that.
I actually enjoyed it.
You're talking about pearls.
I'm talking about them all. Like, actually designing Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Or they're a toy.
And their friend.
So the next one was the Mama Realness.
Yeah.
Kimchi's was just, I literally jaw dropping.
It was so
beautiful.
I like that there was the bib to hide the nails, which
yes.
I kind of took as thorns too. And that, what's that flower called that you like blow? Who?
Dandelion?
A dandelion?
Is it a dandelion?
Yeah.
No,
it's not a dandelion.
Yeah. The one that you blow and all the little things go.
Yeah. It's a dandelion after it falls apart, right?
It's a hibiscus.
Hey, make your comment. Let us know.
It's definitely not a hibiscus. I definitely know it is not a hibiscus.
I agree with
David Sedaris when he was like, it really does. The way Kimchi presented
yes.
her mom was how she feels
about
her mom.
See, and that's what I'm saying about Derek. Had she done something that showed that angst or whatever it is that she has for her, it would have been amazing. And I would have had to go,
I liked Derek.
But the story at that point
Thank
was...
Thank God I didn't have to do that.
The point of that story was that was like the sultry nightgown that the night that she was conceived. But I didn't
Stupid.
Care for that.
And I'm glad Michelle said that.
Well, she made it up. I mean,
complete.
Let's just,
an
I mean,
utter
Kimchi, we get that she is the most creative one out of all of them.
A full concept.
Kimchi.
Oh, okay.
A full concept.
I was about to leave the room.
For those of you listening to the audio, Mark stood up and jumped.
Yeah. And he raised his pin at my elbow.
Kenny's been held at ballpoint.
Yes. Yeah, Kimchi was just, everybody else that followed didn't matter. Like, I think.
Bob, I thought, had a good, oh no, I'm sorry, not Bob. Chi-Chi in the knee, looked like Nini.
She loved it.
With
it
was leopard. Cute. It was cute.
Loved it.
It was cute.
It was her mom.
And she's, that's how she described
when you
her mom.
When she described her mom and everything that she said, perfect.
Yeah, I agree. I loved
perfect.
It.
I didn't like Bob's mom.
No, it was too pedestrian.
I thought to me, though, like, in defense of Bob.
This is the way he said it. I don't like Bob's mom.
Go ahead, no.
I don't know Bob's mom.
In defense of Bob, like,
I'm glad I saved you because you're going
to
get
ripped. That to me looked like a mom. Like, that looked like it was like a mom outfit.
Viola Davis.
My mom wears that. Yeah. Like, it was totally a mom outfit.
Now, see, I thought she looked like Chi-Chi Senator, but I guess I'm the only one who thought that.
I was just going to say that.
Chi-Chi Senator dresses like my mom.
I was just going to say the exact same thing. Okay, you just said it before me.
So, cool. Now we get to the most creative part, the actual book.
Yes.
Now, okay. I thought they were all great, except for one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for
that. And the one that I liked I liked two of them.
Yeah.
I liked all of them but Derek.
I liked Bob's, and I liked Chi-Chi's. And I liked Kimchi's, I liked Naomi's, but I thought those were the two more thought, well-constructed.
Yeah.
I mean, Kimchi's was, like, amazing.
Kimchi's and Chi-Chi's were, I would think, the hardest to do.
Yeah.
Just the hardest to
do. You know what I learned, though? Making any outfit, start with a corset.
Yeah.
Start mm-hmm. with a corset.
You don't have that built-in cinch.
Yeah.
And that's how you build an outfit.
I will say that they had a shot where they were, right before they were going into the judging, where they showed all of the contestants up, and you're like, stunning, stunning, stunning. And then you see Derek, and it was like a very... It was a very bad silhouette. I said it was her wood tinsman. And she took that outfit and then put Rue's pages on it.
That was just...
It was just...
Sorry.
It just
wasn't before coming horrible. Here, I cleaned my rabbit's cage and I lined the bottom of it with...
With Derek's outfit.
With Derek's outfit, basically. It was like, I put newspaper on the bottom and that's exactly what Derek did.
I wouldn't even
have
let my rabbit shit on Derek's outfit.
Do you really have a rabbit?
I'm like, nope, you're classier than that.
She's Bugs Bunny.
His name is Vince.
I thought. Now, do you think Bob should have been penalized for using cardboard? It's a part of the book.
I'm torn on that.
It didn't look like though it was part of the book. It looked like it was just cardboard. But I don't know if that. I'm assuming though that that was cardboard that was given to them to use.
Can I just point out how corny Jay is? I'm so sorry. Love you to death, but you are just corny.
He's adorable.
We all love Jay.
It's hot and it's gonna be campaign.
Okay, sorry. I interrupted Mark. Yay!
No, I know, right? It's okay.
Sorry, guys.
Who am I to get upset about that?
Sorry.
No, I'm saying if she was presented with cardboard to use as part of the challenge, mm-hmm. then I don't think it should have been held against her. But yet again, I do think that the people that were safe should have been safe. And she was just the last one left. Right. She was the, like Hillary, the lesser
worst
two
of the
evils.
Best. Worst of the best. Is that right?
Worst of the best. Yeah.
See, and I liked Kim Chi's final look because I've been a gamer since my whole life, and she looked like an 8-bit, like when she was moving that dress, had like a very like digital look, and mm-hmm. I thought like the rose headpiece, I don't know, I thought Kim Chi, I thought that was my favorite.
See, I wasn't sold on that headpiece.
I loved Kim Chi's story.
Now, do you think she won based on putting all three together?
Yes. I think it was a whole concept.
Yes. I love Chi Chi's. All three outfits.
What was Chi-Chi?
I didn't love Chi-Chi's baby. I liked her mom, but I thought Kimchi. Okay, let's go through. Between Kimchi and Chi-Chi for baby. Kimchi.
Kimchi.
Yeah.
Between Kimchi and Chi-Chi for mom. Kimchi.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And between Kimchi and Chi-Chi for final.
Chi-Chi. I love Chi-Chi's final.
So that's 2-1. So...
Plus, and Kimchi put it all together.
Yeah,
I did like
it was a good package. Yeah. It was a complete package.
I like Chi-Chi had like the origami look in her hair as well.
Loved it.
I thought that it was a very cohesive look.
It's hard to do. I mean, when you think of like, and it's the same thing with Chi-Chi's last outfit. It's like the taking all those papers and putting them in such a way mm-hmm. together and hot gluing them and taking all that time to make them look a certain way that it's a pleasing aesthetic to an audience member. Yeah. Like, that takes a lot of time.
Again, this challenge played into her
unconventional...
Her
Kimchi's. Yeah.
No, Chi-Chi's.
Oh, Chi-Chi. Well, Kimchi and Chi-Chi.
Well,
I think
Chi-Chi more because she said, I've made dresses out of paper before. So it was to her advantage. Again,
but I think Kimchi has made stuff out of paper.
Well, I'm sure she's made stuff out of everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I think I was more surprised that Chi-Chi, I wish they had different names, that she excelled so well to the point where she was like, quote unquote, number two in this particular challenge.
I was going to say one other thing, too. Something that Chi-Chi said in the episode, and I don't remember where it was exactly, but was when they were talking to her, one like an interview thing, and she said, and she just said, I just want to win. I just want to do so good. Like, at one point, she's just like, I just want to do good. And you could just see, like, right. I just want to be, I want to show them what I can do. And I just, I am loving that more and more about her.
Did anybody think that Nasha's outfit with the newspaper print bathing suit was going to come on Chi-Chi with, for this challenge, for the paper? Remember, oh, she left that newspaper across my mind. And I was like, oh, it's going to show up. And then we didn't, not a suit to
Unless
be found.
It was underneath and she covered it up.
She's like, okay, I'll wear it, but I'm not going to show it. Yeah.
But the Strangers with Candy thing felt like it didn't have any impact on anything.
But I love Amy Sedaris.
It was fun, but I just don't feel like it had any, because I think Kimchi did the worst, if you look at all the performances.
Yeah, she's always going to.
I don't think
she's
those,
not a performer.
I didn't think she was horrible. And
I just think when you're looking at all these people doing all these characterizations and the dancing and everything, it's like Kimchi's not quite there in a like dance performance.
Again, don't get Kimchi to talk or dance, and she'll be fine. Get her to. And I'm not trying to rip on her. If she has to design something, do makeup, she'll be on top. But if she has to talk or dance. I mean, again, and then on the other side of that, Chi-Chi, if she has to dance or perform, she's a better performer than Kimchi is. Yeah. But so it's just, you know,
Unfortunately, a big part of drag is performance, and I think that's if, you know, if Kimchi's named the winner, you're gonna book a lot of gigs, and if you're not.
I think she is entertaining to, like, listen to. I think she's funny. I just think she's not, like, a dancer, or she's not good at coming up with a characterization all the time.
She's good with concepts.
Yeah. She has Visual done, concepts. Like, I mean, her
Kimmy Jung. Oh, my God. I can't even with that.
See, and I go back to her performance on Bitch Perfect. I thought that was using her strengths.
Her weakness
as a strength.
Yeah. So she has it. Like, her little, like, sides, when she said popcorn, I thought I was going to lose my shit.
What happened to the shade tree?
I think it was used once.
They chopped it down to make the books.
You're killing me, Jim.
Sorry,
I just don't understand why they would even mentioned it if it's only been used once. You know what I mean? Like, just edit it out.
That's what they probably did. It's like, this is not working.
I don't know why they did that.
Because they do the shade. Yeah, that's what they do. They do the shade anyway.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's really getting on your nerves and you have to, like, get away for, like, 2 seconds. Like,
I've got to go to the shade tree.
And it wasn't even sponsored by, like, Neutrogena. Like, they have, like, the...
They can't afford it.
It's not even
It was probably an idea that the producers came with. We'll give it a try. They use it for 2 episodes. I'm like, let's scrap it.
Yeah, maybe they saw it was a bad idea.
Yeah. I had one other thing, too, I was going to mention when they were rehearsing. Somebody on the show said, I think it was Bob, made a comment that it was just walking, 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 walking.
Yeah.
But, see, here's my thing, and I say this all the time, every time we have to do, because they do this to us all the time when we do shows. Can you guys do a group number? And I was like, sweet Jesus. You know what I mean? It's so funny because I always say to people, I'm like, honest to God, if we all just go and raise our hand at the same time, the crowd goes
wild.
You don't have to do anything profound. So I'm glad that, and when you're limited on time, you just have to do stuff to make it look good. And some of them obviously can't dance. So what, you're going to have some major choreography and then Kimchi can't do it? So I didn't mind that. But one of the things that Chi-Chi said.
I know really exactly funny, what you're going to say.
Was when she was talking about Derek doing her thing and she's like, it's final five. I ain't going to correct her.
Right.
I loved it. I was like, yep.
Which, you know... I'm gonna probably flip-flop again. Naomi, you know, took the time and helped her with her makeup, whereas Chi-Chi was like, you know what, you're on your own.
I'm starting to think, though, that Naomi wasn't really helping her.
I don't think she was sabotaging her.
Probably just tips and stuff.
Yeah.
With that choreography, it's related back to Strangers with Candy, and I love this panel. And I thought, like, some of the commenters and on the YouTube were saying, like, what do you guys think of Carson and Ross coming on? I thought Ross had some great points as a judge.
I love Ross.
And Michelle's really... I think that they're all... And I liked Amy and David on the panel, too. I thought it was a really great panel.
Well, I always like to...
I like Thomas Roberts.
It's interesting to see... what I like about the judges that are there just for one episode is that you hear... Like, I feel like almost their opinion kind of matters more because they're not biased by what other people have seen.
However, I feel like some of the comments, I forget who did it. Oh, I'm going to get ripped for this, but made a comment about an earlier episode about, like, It's as if they've been either informed or they've seen the judges panel from previous episodes and like a screening or some sort. Mm-hmm. I feel like there have been times where I would hear new judges mention something about a contestant from weeks past.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever noticed that.
Well, even Ross, he hasn't been there every single episode.
He's been there a couple times.
That's what I'm saying. So I mean, it's not... I'm pretty sure they're following.
Well, I know that Derek, he has said stuff about Derek, but I think it's because he probably has seen Derek.
Right.
And like Carson, I think, even made a comment like, you know, I expect more from you, da-da-da. I've seen you perform in Vegas, da-da-da. So that's one thing. And I'm not... And maybe her show in Vegas is fan-freaking-tastic.
I'm going to buy you a ticket to that show. We'll go together. Oh, that'll be fun.
If you pay for it, I will go. I will not spend my money on it.
Oh, we can in Vegas with Mark and Derek Barry.
I'd rather just go see
Brittany. But you guys are like besties. Like, you like love each other. I would love that.
There are going to be so many tweets and photographs.
I'll let her come over and I'll do
makeup for her. Maybe you and your husband can join him and his two boyfriends.
Oh, my God. That was another great one.
What did I miss?
Was when Naomi was like, "How do you feel with my hand up your?"
See, and that was vicious. I think that was personal. That was a personal knock.
Well, she's the one who put it out there. She should have kept her mouth shut if she doesn't want people talking about it.
Well, anyway,
the lip sync.
Yes. Go.
Well, yeah. I mean, Bob is gonna win.
Well, before it even started, I was waving to the screen.
Well, I that's why I wasn't even paying attention, because when the two were announced as Bob and Derek, I was like, oh, there's no way.
Well, and also I think, and we've talked about this before too, is the times the song. And as soon as the song started, I was like, yep, Bob's got this. Which was, you take care of this for me,
you
girl.
You make me feel by Sylvester. Yeah, which was good. It was a good song. It was perfect for Bob.
And you know, Derek didn't do awful. Like, it wasn't...
No, he did but he horrible. Did, he did the, no, that no, was
no,
horrible.
No, 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 no.
He was doing Britney stuff to a song that should not be doing. And that's what Thorgy did last week.
And I'm not saying... I see it. I'm not saying that he did horrible. He did what he did.
No, he did bad. He did what he... And that's the challenge. And that's what lip sync... And somebody talked about it last week, too.
If
you're
going
to do a song like Jennifer Holliday, there's a different way to perform that than you're performing some show tune. Like, you have to take that into consideration.
I'm just going to say
And it just shows her inability to do anything besides Britney.
You done?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say that I was hoping that Chi-Chi would have gotten the win, and I was hoping that Derek would have stayed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
I wanted to
make me angry.
No.
And that's fine.
Don't you like champagne? Can we have nice things?
Yeah. Right?
Clearly, as long as Derek's on the show, no, we can't.
FYI, I was just going to say, because I know we have to wrap. Yeah. I was watching the episode online, the first 10 minutes online today, and they had the little side... I've never done it on my actual computer. I'm usually on my phone. Mm-hmm. But they had those little side clips, like the extras.
Mm-hmm.
And did anyone see that Derek and Chanel had dated?
They did, yeah.
Oh, I saw didn't see that.
Yeah. I don't understand why that's so significant.
No, it's
I just
mismatch.
Thought it was. As soon as I saw it, I was like, "Huh?" So I had to watch that clip.
But you know Chanel really well. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And does that change your opinion about her?
Of Chanel? Yeah. Yes.
Of course it
Chanel
does.
Chanel, girl, we got to talk.
Of course it does. Any final thoughts
have the utmost respect for Chanel?
You can still vote for my outfits for what you want to see as your final outfit. I have one poll going on Twitter now. If I have any more suggestions between now and the next episode, I'll put them up as a second vote, and then the top one from this one and the top one from the next one.
What do we got so far?
What are the options?
The ones in this one are a Britney look.
My
favorite look from Drag Race ever, which when I came in here, the one that was winning was my favorite look from Drag Race ever.
The birthday suit.
Not a birthday suit. Fembots from Austin Powers.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then one of the characters from Mortal Kombat.
Oh. Ooh, okay. Sonya Blade?
Melina.
No, Melina.
Melina.
Yeah. Oh. I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Nice. We're going to do our predictions.
Yeah. Alyssa Edwards.
By the way, these are Dream Team predictions.
Yeah, these
They're not
real.
Like
Just
real
settle
predictions.
Settle down, folks. Okay. Yeah.
Simmer down.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
As Coco Montrese says, Alyssa Edwards.
Did someone pick Alyssa?
Not yet. I just did.
He just
picked it.
That
You're
just happened.
Too late.
I have somebody.
Who do you got?
I'm gonna say Max.
Massacre.
Oh, yeah, I would not want to see Massacre.
Oh, but... really?
Really?
I liked Max. You have to see Max. I said this last season when we were doing the show. Mm-hmm. She had a video. There's a video out there that...
Real quick, Mark.
All her different looks. It's pretty amazing.
Okay.
So Jack, do you have one?
Right, did someone already pick Fifi?
No.
No, but
I'm doing that.
I was...
Booyah!
Booyah.
Okay, so mine has to change now.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with my backup, Miss Fame. Oh, okay. I fell in love with her last season.
Because you love a chicken coop.
I love a chicken coop. We're going to wrap up as Mark X's out Derek's face on his little cheat sheet. Where can we find you, Jay?
Instagram, don't_be_jealous, and then Twitter is still jealous. I'll be at Redline this Saturday in downtown if you guys want to come visit.
Downtown LA. Don't just go to any random downtown.
This is
LA.
Okay.
I'm taking this to a shooting range and I'm going to shoot at it. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
Jackie?
123 Jackie B on all platforms. JACQUE is how you spell it.
You can find me somewhere outside of Thomas Roberts' house. No. this was a week ago and I'm still obsessed. Kenny C. Harrison on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you for watching. Make your comments down below. Download us on iTunes. Catch us on YouTube. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you next week.
That's the end of that chapter.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye, Derek.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.